better.
Well, the minute I leave, it's going to stop.
It is? Right.
I hope.
All right.
Yeah. All I'm going home. I'm just going to curl. I'm going to listen to you.
Okay.
I'm going to turn on the fireplace or whatever you do to the fireplace.
Light it.
Yeah. Light it.
Yeah.
But it's been great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna honor your dad, Les Hurwitz, who came in many times.
Yeah.
We're gonna do just a fun show to remember him soon. Whenever we can figure it out.
That'll be great. I mean, he would love that. He would really love that.
Well, I'm sure he'll be here and he'll
He will.
He won't judge though. No.
Mark and I were just saying,
he might.
You know, we always talked about having Les come up and do something about the women with me.
It's 11 a.m. Yeah.
It's time for something about the women, so let's talk about it. So we never got to do that. He knew so much about, like, women jazz singers and early music, and
it would have been so great. But
he would even bend the rules and have a guy on.
I know. That doesn't happen, does it? Can I ever come under your show or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're one of us.
Maybe we should talk. Yeah, we can talk about that then.
All right. You can channel your dad.
I'll try.
When I did that, they made me wear a sundress. I don't know if they'll do that to you.
You look so good in it, though,
Mike.
You have the legs.
I did, but I still didn't appreciate it.
Well,
I mean,
did.
Shaving the night before, that was not fun.
You have a sundress?
He borrowed mine.
Wow.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't have one of those. I got snowboard pants. I'll wear the snowboard pants.
That's okay. All right. So, Sue, you're here for something about the women. What's going on today?
So, we're going to go a little old school and a little new school. We're going to start old school. I just decided, I play a lot of new music. Last time, I think I played almost all new music. And then I'm like, wow, there's so many songs I just love. And I just don't think to play them because, first of all, they're tucked away on a CD somewhere. And secondly, I'm always looking for new music and I want to share it with everyone. But I think sometimes it's fun to hear old familiars or ones that are, near and dear to your heart. So today we're going to do a mixture of both because there's a lot of new music that came out this week that I want to share as well.
Okay. And there's an air of dangerousness, too, because we're going to try and use the CD players.
Yes. And these CD players are going to take years off my life.
Yeah. So I don't know how this. I don't know if I can push this to make it go.
I think you have to push play, but make sure you're potted up there.
I'm potted up.
All right, and that's not a drug reference, folks. That back in the day,
it's a professional.
They had knobs that they called pots on the board. Now they're sliders, but we still say potted up.
Yeah, we do.
Should we duck when you do this, just in case?
Right, yeah,
you can do whatever you'd like.
Just for preview, this is one of my favorite bands from when I was in college.
Okay, so
you'll know it the minute you hear.
So this should be track. This should be track six.
Track six.
All right, I'm going to see what happens. All right. So stay tuned for, what's your name again? Sue Edelman. Something about the women. Love you, Sue.
Love you, too.
Sister from another mother.
That's right.
And yeah, she's here till 1 p.m. today. All right, so I'm Mike. Thanks for listening.
Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Guys.
Talk to you
Thank
soon.
You.
Next week, anyway, at 9, WMFO in Medford.
I sit down on the train with my big pocket book, the guitar. And the sugar-free drink, I wipe the sweat off of my brow with the side of my arm. And I take off all that I can. I am trying not to have a bad day. Now everybody knows the way that is. I'm not trying to be funny, but the guy who sits down next to me is even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seat, and I can't look at him. He doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. My face is pressed up against the window, and through it I can see the reflection of the train. I spy on the big guy sitting next to me. He's drinking two beers and reading the New York Post. Trying not to get in my way. Now everybody knows a kind. I am miserable. We are miserable. Can't we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I wanna ask him what's his name, but I can't, 'cause I'm so afraid of the man on the train. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. Get me off of this train.
Get us off the trains. Oh.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
What we are and what we were once are now far astray. Coming to the biggest city in the dead of summer, you are
say that I'm not your kind. It's a thin road before us, we're the weak left behind. It's sad, and I fail to see what it had to do with you and me. But I guess that's like wondering, what's a point to a line? There must be something I wanted more than wanting your love, 'cause you stood in my doorway and I stood in my glove. Most afraid to follow a kingdom I stride. It's so telling what won't live with hunger and pride. I thought of you often, but I never could tell you the you that I cherish. Something hurt me so bad. If you had come close, I couldn't take them in either. I guess the distance between us was my love never had. And though we live separate, I keep two rooms open, and one has you in it and the other does not. And I move in the middle, unsure and protected, and I trip on my rope, vaguely sensing I'm caught. Tried to find me and saw through to my wheel. She said, you're now on the bottom. It's either that or the top. You can keep yourself tiny and bang on the big door, or take the space saved for the queen of the hall. But you know queens have their problems too, and my size don't stay steady. I never was one for the hoop anyway. And then that night I dreamed again of the far side of nothing, and trembling with terror I chose to come back this way. Churches or in memory, the light that will guide you is the source of the flame. While stumbling the back alleys in search of right action, I fell and wept darkly and acknowledged your name. And the door to my prison dissolved right before me, but like a young fool I quick looked for a power to claim, and my wailing increased with the shock of the knowledge that I often have needed something out there to blame. I give up my fisted touch, my thoughts strung like fences, my totem pole stature, body chipped to the bone. I'm nobody's savior, and nobody's mine either. And I hear that desert wind whisper, but neither are we alone. Sure, I long to ask how you're doing, if you got to the lightness that you wanted so fiercely when we drifted that way. There's no telephones ringing now, but I feel something calling me, and I'm ready to go. I just need time to say. Hearts are like meadows with their weather potential, with their reasons diluted by reason itself. I may be shivering at the foot of this slow giving mountain, but the tiny spring flowers can look just like you. And I won't ask the purpose of all of my footsteps, and and I won't let my eyelids cast down. I am looking for something outside of forgiveness. You might call it the jewel of the crown.
Time, it's our pleasure to introduce Miss Joni Mitchell.
All right, getting started in the old school with some Joni Mitchell live from her album Miles of Isles. That, of course, is You Turn Me On. I'm a radio, kind of a theme song here And that is a great, it was a double album, but apparently they've crammed it onto one CD. And the type on the package is so small, I cannot read it. but I know it's there. That came out in 1974. Before that, we heard Farron doing Proud, Crowd, Pride, Cried. Say that 10 times fast. And the original came out in 1984. We heard it from her double CD, Impressionistic, sort of a compilation disc. The Story, did Grace and Gravity, title track to that album from 1991. And we had them in here at that time, just as they were sort of coming on the scene. And they are just great gals, they being Jonathan Brook and Jennifer Kimball. And they've been great friends to the show ever since. Suzanne Vega did Tom's Diner without the remixing. That is from her debut album, Solitude Standing, from 1987. And she used to start every show with that song, and she always wore a black tuxedo jacket until it got stolen, apparently. But anyway, Suzanne Vega is still out there making music, and if you have a chance to go see her, I recommend that you do. And the Roaches started us off, my favorite band from when I was in college, if you could call them a band, group. The three sisters, Maggie, Terry, and Suzzy. And we heard The Train from their debut album, 1979, called The Roaches. I guess you could say it wasn't their debut album because Maggie and Terry had an album before that, but it was their first album as a trio. Suzzy's still out there, like, doing music and doing it with her daughter, Lucy Wainwright Roach. So if you get a chance to go see them, I would like to get a chance to go see them. I think they may be doing some stuff in the warmer months, so keep posted for that. All right, it's 11:25 here. It's Something About the Women. I want to give the most gigantic shout out to whoever fixed the CD players in the studio so that I could actually have more than one that works. So thank you to the technology gods, because my last show was kind of a train wreck, and hopefully I didn't just jinx myself. I'm going to knock on wood here. But the CD players are working, and that is a blessing. All right, so as previously stated, we're going to be going old school and new school. This is the old school portion. So this is, all music that's near and dear to my heart. And as you probably know, if you listen to this show with any regularity, I've been doing this since 1988. So, and some of this music even predates that. So lots of good stuff in my repository. So let's hear something right now from Joan Armatrading here on Something About the Women.
Say what you will, you can't take the stars at night. Take your love, but that doesn't stop my life. You've been fooling around. I looked to you for love, thought you walked on holy ground. But oh, you mean, I thought that here was a guy brave and strong. Brother to his brothers, brave and strong, was preaching what to practice, but that don't mean a thing. You mean, tall in the sand. One of these days you're gonna have to dismount. You don't leave me downhearted, but I'm sorry that you have to go. Cause we have fought, fought.
We had fun while it lasted. We had fun while it lasted.
She's gone.
true love. She's gonna find true love and to turn her son to black.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Heart, man.
Stars at night, even from downtown, 'cause there are no city lights. This town was my biggest fan till I was who I am. Bars, half of them are underage. People let a lot slip by when they look a lot alike. What's the matter? What's the matter? All I ask is, why be afraid of this girl? What's the matter? What's the matter? All I ask is, why be afraid of this world? Jew, straight or queer, mother of two, run around in a hippie dress, ride my bike in a leather vest. What's the matter? Apple trees, and that was me cheering for the hometown team. I've got something to give in this town where I wanna live. So, what's the matter? What's the matter? All I ask is, why be afraid of this girl?
I think she gonna use it. I think she going to fly away. No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made. Why not leave? Why not go away? Hey, do
Tuff's very own Tracy Chapman. And she's been back in the news lately. We love it. I think I mentioned last time I was on the air that I found a cassette tape in my basement of me interviewing her back when we were students at Tufts. And I did manage to extract it off the cassette tape and onto my computer. Now I have to figure out what to do with it, edit it in some way. And if there's enough interest, I'll play a little bit of it up on the radio show. Let me know on the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page if you want to hear parts of my interview from 39 years ago with Tracy Chapman. All right. That was She's Got Her Ticket from her debut album, self-titled Tracy Chapman. For that, Katie Curtis, another local favorite. We heard What's the Matter from A Crash Course in Roses. Not to be confused with A Crash Course for the Ravers that comes up at 1 o'clock today with Brian Young. But that was Katie Curtis's A Crash Course in Roses album from 1999. Indigo Girls did Gone Again from another album, 1999, Come On Now Social. And Sean Colvin did Tenderness on the Block. That is a Warren Zevon song. And Mark and I were talking about Warren Zevon earlier, so I figured I'd play that one. That is from Fat City from 1992. And we started the set with Joan Armatrading doing Tall in the Saddle from her self-titled album from 1976. It's 11:48 here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue. Happy to be here with you on this rainy Saturday. What else are you going to do but listen to the radio, right? And maybe later on you'll head over to the porch in Medford, where at 1 o'clock Danielle Moralia is going to be playing. It's a free show, and you can get some really good Southern food there. I'll be there. Kirsten will be there. Mike. So, you know, come see your favorite MFO DJs over at the porch at 1 o'clock. I'll play some Danielle a little bit later on in the show. All right. Going to continue with the oldies for just a little bit longer, and then we're going to play some new music. I have some exciting new music, especially from Maya Camille, who I played for you probably about a year ago. Her last album came out, and she is a young woman. She currently lives in North Carolina, and she's just got an amazing sound. And she has a new single out, so we'll play that somewhere in the second hour. All right, let's continue with Old School As It Comes. Here's Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died, and I can't hide. be good times again for me and you. But we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
If I were made of metal, if I were made of stone, your love it would move mountains and I'd follow you home. If I had wings to fly on, if I had wings to fly, your love I would rely on.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.